We're in Simon Tav Resh and Aleph Sif Gim Sif Aleph. The Mechaber says, "V'im Nashur Me Alim Besolcha Aguda B'Ingin Shemafsik." If some of the leaves fall off of whatever you use to tie up the lulav, such that now it's separating between the lulav and the hadassah menorahs, ein lachash. It's okay. There's nothing to be concerned about. Because since it's the same min, the same type, it does not cause a chatzita. It does not cause a separation. But if it's something that's not the same min, then it would be a problem. Al kain, therefore, you should make sure that when you take the hadas, normally the hadasim are bundled with something, so you have to remove that string that they're tied up with, so that it doesn't cause a chatzitza. The Mechaber continues, zim lo agadomi bod yom, osha hadar gudo, if you didn't tie it up, the lulav and the hadassim and aravos before Yom Tov, or shehut or agudo, or it becomes untied, yefshal agdo b'Yom Tov because you're gamor. You are not able to tie it, a double knot, on Yom Tov, that's asar, ela ogdo b'aniva, rather you would do a bow instead. The Ramah says, yesh mi shekaso laso zakashab derechachar, some say to do it in a different way, not as a bow, rather shekorcham svivu shlosha minim elu, you wrap something around the three minim, v'toch ven rosh hakrach tocha agul hakaruch, and then you just stick it the end of it through the hole, through the loop. V'cheinogin, and that's what the minhag is. So the Mechaber points out that this is really going on Yom Tov, that while the Shulchan Aruch said to do it through a bow, the Ramah says to do it this way instead. However, the Magen Avraham says that v'cheinogin refers to during the week, and this is a bit odd, because even in the Mordechai, where this heter is mentioned, it's not referring to this during the week, rather it means that in the beginning you would tie it once, without a double knot, but tie it once, and then wrap around and stick in. So it's like it's a double knot, but just to wrap around and stick in, that would not really be enough to be considered to be an eged. And therefore, based on what we say later on, that the minhag is to do three rings on the lulav, you should make sure that the bottom ring, whatever you're using to do the aguda with, must be a kshira of some sort. Just wrapping it around won't be enough. So maybe do like the Mordechai says, where you do one tie first and then wrap around, but definitely wrapping around would not be enough during the week. Only on Yom Tov, as the Ramah says. The Ramah continues, V'yesh likshor ha-hadas gavo yosur min ha-arava. The hadas should be higher than the arava. Mishnah Berurah says this is Alpi Kabbalah. The Mishnah Berurah also says that the Hadas needs to be on the right, and the Lulav, and the Arava will be on the left. Lefty, whose right is really considered to be the left, and the left is considered to be the right, the Prima Gadam says that we don't follow him, rather we go based on the world's left and right, and therefore he would also have the Hadas on the right, and the Arava on the left. The Bikur Yaakov isn't really sure about this, because the Ramah in Sif Gimel is going to paskin, as we'll see later on, that a lefty takes the lulav in his right, which is everyone else's left. And if he puts the hadas on everyone's right, so it's going to be a tarte disaster, it's going to be a contradiction, because we're saying, regarding whether to have the lulav in your right or your left, we go based on him. But regarding whether to have the hadas on the right or the left, we go based on the world's right. So it doesn't really make much sense. So the Bikur Yaakov leaves that as a tzarechian. The Ramah continues, you should make sure that the hadas and arava are in the area where you are holding the lulav, so that you're actually holding all three at the same time. Some say that you should have three rings on the lulav, and that is the minog, is keneged the shlosha avos. The Mishnah Berurah says that the ksharim that are on the bottom, that which you tie all three minim together, mishum noi, is considered to be one tie, and you need to have two more ties on top. The Eli Rabba sounds like the three ksharim need to be on the lulav itself, not including the ring that goes around the lulav, hadasim, and aravos together. Sif Beis, Yitol Ha'aguda Biyado Ha'yamanis. The lulav should be held in the right hand. Rashayim Lamala, Vikrayim Lamata. making sure that its tops are towards the top and the roots are towards the bottom. The esrog bismalis, and the esrog is in the left hand. The Mishnah Berurah says the reason is because this is three mitzvos, whereas the esrog is one mitzvah, so you always take the more mitzvos in the right hand. If you hold them both in the same hand, the Orchos Chaim says that you're not yotzei, whereas the Taz says that you are yotzei, as long as it wasn't in one bundle with the lulav hadasim and aravos. When it comes to halacha, we should be machmir and do it again. If you held them all both in one hand when you made the bracha, did the shaking, so then you should do it again without a bracha in two hands. If you took the lulav in your left hand instead, and the esrog in your right hand, we'll see later on. As of Kalang Yates, Mishnah Berurah says that all the poskim say that you are yotzei, the mangan of Ram is machmir, and therefore it's best to do it again without a bracha.